Jason Moon. He is with the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Jason, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Good morning.
I know that the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation yesterday released its annual list of traps that cautions investors on what they should avoid when seeking to jumpstart their investment portfolios. Talk about this.
Yeah, this is an annual list we put out to just sort of warn investors how they may be approached by scam artists out there to try to take some of their hard-earned money. Some of the things on the list are there almost every year, and then we have some new ones that popped up this year.
All right. What are the ones that you see at the top of the list each year?
Well, we're always seeing what's called affinity fraud. That's where scam artists are taking advantage of a relationship they have with you, whether it's through a group or some other association. It could be someone at your church. It could be someone at your child's school. They're using a relationship that they have to get you to let their guard down. And they're maybe offering some sort of investment that may be too good to be true. And if it is, it probably is too good to be true.
I didn't know that Ponzi schemes were still at the forefront of schemes that we need to watch out for.
Yeah, and they can take any kind of shape. This is where basically they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're taking money from new investors and paying off old investors, and eventually this thing will collapse. And oftentimes these are investments that are just a fake piece of paper, whether they may have promised to invest it in some sort of gold mine or silver mine extraction. And that sort of leads into another one of our traps out there, and that's commodities investments. And that's where scam artists are reading the headlines. They know what's hot. They know that gold is at a high, silver as well. And they're going to take what's in the headlines to get you to let your guard down.
Now, there are a couple of schemes that I see reported in the news quite often. One is senior citizens investment fraud, and the other one is green schemes.
Yeah, the senior citizen investment fraud, that's something we're going to see from now on. We have volatile stock markets. We have rising health care costs. We have an increasing life expectancy. We maybe have some of our older population that may have not planned well for retirement. So they're maybe looking to take on more risky investments, and that's created sort of a perfect storm for that segment of the population. And many times these senior citizens are targeted at these so-called free lunch seminars. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And that's where they try to entice you with the promise of a free meal. You'll attend the seminar, and then they'll try to schedule an in-home presentation. And that's where they try to get you to invest in a number of different schemes. And a lot of these schemes, affinity fraud, Ponzi schemes, they can all be kind of rolled into one, senior fraud. So, as always, consumers need to let the guard up. And a good message for consumers is they can call our office toll-free, 877-999-6442. And many times it's just that one quick call to our office, and that can prevent a lot of these scams.
Jason, it seems like the easiest way to protect yourself would be to make sure that you talk with your attorney, your banker, people that you trust, and make sure that you check the credentials just to make sure people are who are what they say they are and have the credentials that they list.
Yeah, that's another one that we have, and that's we have some people out there using exaggerated credentials or bogus designations. They're claiming that they have a CPA certificate, or you know what we've seen oftentimes, you may hold some sort of professional license, whether it's an insurance agent, but you're not licensed to sell securities products. And that's something that you can give us a call real quick at that 877-999-6442 number, and we'll run a check on any broker, advisor, or product to make sure they're on the up and up.
We have any idea what the number would be for people who were victims to the crimes we've been talking about maybe for the last calendar year?
You know, we don't. Many times these are things that we're currently investigating. When they reach the level of the point where we can take regulatory action, that's where we'll publicize them. And I know I've talked to you in the past when we're able to publicize those regulatory actions. And then we hand those off to entities that have criminal enforcement powers. We're a regulatory agency. So one of our chief duties for consumers is really to get the word out. One, when we do take action on these bad actors, let them know don't do business with these folks. And two, to try to educate them on the front end to make sure they're never a victim of these scams.
All right. Where can people go to find out more information and learn how to avoid the top 10 investor traps?
Well, they can see this list on our website, michigan.gov/OFIR. And again, if you call that 877-999-6442 number during the week, you're going to get a live person, and they'll be able to run a check on anyone in the investment industry.
Well, we've been talking with Jason Moon, who is with the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation for the state of Michigan. Jason, thanks so much.
Anytime, Tony.